WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something super important, especially with all the crazy connection vibes happening these days. Healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving but not receiving? Like your energy is being drained faster than a phone after a long TikTok session? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything because you don't want to disappoint, even when your gut is screaming, hell no. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It's time to break free from those boundaries, blurring patterns, and reclaim your power. So, how do we build these awesome protective walls that actually help our relationships thrive instead of leaving us feeling depleted? Buckle up, because I've got 5 golden nuggets for you. First off, self-awareness is key. Seriously, knowing your limits, values, and needs is like having a GPS for your emotional well-being. Take some time to reflect. What makes you feel drained? What are your deal breakers? What activities energize you? Journaling, meditation, or even just honest conversations with trusted friends can help you uncover those boundaries. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize yourself. Next up, communication is queen or king. Don't expect people to read your mind. They're probably busy scrolling through their own feeds anyway. Express your needs and expectations clearly and respectfully. Hey, I really value spending quality time with you, so could we maybe put our phones away during dinner? That kind of direct communication is like a magic spell for preventing misunderstandings. Now, saying no without feeling guilty, that's a superpower worth mastering. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your own well-being. A simple, thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now is perfectly sufficient. Practice those firm no's until they feel as natural as saying hello. Setting healthy boundaries isn't just about protecting yourself. It's also about nurturing respect in your relationships. When you set clear expectations, you're essentially saying, I value myself, and I expect you to value me too. And trust me, people who respect your boundaries are the ones you want in your life anyway. Finally, remember that boundaries aren't static. They evolve with time and experience. As you grow and learn more about yourself, your needs might shift. So be open to revisiting those boundaries regularly and making adjustments as needed. Think of it like fine-tuning a masterpiece, constant tweaking for optimal balance and harmony. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're hanging out with a friend who constantly calls late at night just to vent about their problems. While you genuinely care about them, these late-night chats are seriously messing with your sleep schedule and leaving you feeling drained. Now, here's where those healthy boundaries come in. You could politely let your friend know, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but I need my beauty sleep to function like a human. Let's aim for phone calls during the day instead, okay?" You set a clear expectation while still showing compassion and understanding. Boom, boundary established. Your friend respects your needs, you get your well-deserved rest, and both of you feel good about it. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to build healthy boundaries in your relationships and reclaim your power. Remember, setting those limits isn't just about protecting yourself, it's about nurturing respect, fostering deeper connections, and ultimately living a happier, more fulfilling life. Now go out there and set those boundaries like the badass you are. Share your thoughts on this episode with me. What's one boundary you're working on setting? Drop a comment on our social media pages or leave a review wherever you listen to The Dopamine Fast. And remember, every day is a fresh start to cultivate stronger relationships and live your best life. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.